Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Hump Day Edition. How you doing, Big Fancy?
I'm doing all right. I got baseball starting tomorrow.
Is that Major League Baseball? No Major lockout, League no baseball. Strike.
Real
playing baseball.
Baseball,
man.
And I got a fantasy baseball draft tonight. Excitement and magic is happening.
Notice I've moved on from football hats to Brewers, baby.
Nice.
Brewers. I got Evan here in the Madison World Headquarters. Lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. I think that's right. 844-96-PARTY. Let's keep it simple. We're going to keep it simple today. And we're going to have lots of fine guests today. I got to tell you, Fancy Brian, I'm just a little under the weather, man. Just a little dizzy today. And I'm not even blonde. More bald than blonde. But, you know, just a skosh of vertigo. So, you know, I'm going to try and gut it out. But if I get a little blurry-eyed, and you guys know I do that sometimes, especially when I'm trying the reading alouding, you know, I just may punt at any given moment. I may just say, punt, and then we change sides and change possession, and we punt.
All right.
If necessary, well, I'm punting, like early in the count. Third down, I might punt.
You have the right to. We got your back, man.
Okay, just checking. I got plenty of fine doctors coming in to, check on my condition today. Some literal, some otherwise. Starting with Dr. Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. I think his is of the PhD sort. But Harvey Kay joining at 3:30. And then coming in studio, we've got a state treasurer candidate from the great state of Wisconsin, Dr. Jillian Bettino. And we've met Dr. Bettino prior. She had been a declared U.S. senatorial candidate. But that very, very crowded field left her looking for perhaps a better path to elective office. So she's moved on, but running for Wisconsin State Treasurer. So 4 o'clock hour, Dr. Bettino in studio. I'll have her check my symptoms, perhaps. But beyond that, Dr. Feelgood. My little buddy Dominic joining in the 5 o'clock hour. He'll make me feel better, I suspect. You all can. Again, the phone number, 844-967-2789. Your prescription's taken here. But I got to tell you, Fancy Brian, last night at Mar-a-Lago, and maybe I'm suffering. Maybe I had something bad to eat. But last night at Mar-a-Lago, they were serving Gableman BS on the buffet. Did you see that, Michael
delicious.
Gableman?
Yeah, I the only place in the entire United States where he would get an applause or even a warm reception, Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, they were serving big old deuces of doses and deuces.
They were serving deuces, all right.
BS.
The
serving
double deuces.
False election claims dominate party for Trump allies at Mar-a-Lago. Josh Dossi at the Washington Post. Again, I got the blurry eyes, so I'll do my best. Palm Beach, former President Donald Trump, and friends of his top allies, donors and paying club members, gathered at his palatial beachfront club Tuesday night for a reunion of sorts to sip Trump-branded wine, snack on an amuse boucher of fried shrimp and pastry-wrapped hot dogs on the Mar-a-Lago patio, and most importantly, relitigate parts of the 2020 election that he lost 17 months ago. Well, I hope it doesn't give him heartburn a little bit more. The fraud fete on the sweltering spring night showed how much Trump and the ecosphere around him remain focused on the last election and his false claims of fraud and how he now inhabits a cosseted club life where he is roundly cheered and rarely challenged. You know, I wish that was the case around here. I need more cheering and less challenging. A star who everyone pays to see. As he traversed the club, he repeatedly asked guests and members about fraud in certain states and offered vague claims of explosive findings that he said were still to come.
Hey, how you doing? You like the soup? Is that really good? What about election fraud?
Well, you know, they were rolling out the big movie last night, Fancy Brian. It was a premiere, a debut of sorts. The occasion, the debut of a 42-minute film called Rigged, the Zuckerberg-funded plot to defeat Donald Trump. From Citizen United President and Trump ally David Bossy, that stars a range of Trump advisors, let's call them, and alleges Facebook helped Democrats by pouring money into states for voter turnout and education efforts. A hyperbolic poster advertising the movie with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg devilishly grabbing cash was perched by the pool for a cinematic sunset as guests strutted about, clinking glasses.
That has to be a really well-produced video, because you know how many creatives really work in the conservative medium. Oh, wait, no. There's no creatives that work in the... No. They have to have the worst editors and probably some sort of... And even if they did hire someone, that person is probably going to be like, yeah, I'm going to take their money and sabotage it as I do it. It's going to be great.
Well, I want to actually, Fancy Brian, I was speculating on the Trump wine they were serving. I was thinking perhaps the Mad Don 2020, if you know what I'm saying.
He probably just took whatever was cheap and available and slapped his label on it and served it as himself.
Oh, they have vineyards in Virginia, I think it is. Back to the reporting, though. Let's stay on track here, Fancy. Nothing has animated Trump over the past 2 years like his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And he seemed particularly excited before watching the film, saying he was looking forward to its screening more than Citizen Kane, Titanic, and Gone with the Wind. Would you like some Trump wine? A Mar-a-Lago employee cooed every guest as they entered the patio. Guests walked past Trump's private quarters as they moved from one small crystal chandelier-packed ballroom for dinner through an outdoor concourse to another crystal chandelier-packed larger ballroom for the movie screening. The premiere, Fancy. A makeshift wall separated the makeshift movie theater from a ballroom dining area where employees cleaned up the nightly dinner from the club's paying members. As guests strolled through, they posed for pictures with Trump, who grinned widely. Why wouldn't he be? Trump drew lusty standing applauses. You know, whenever you see the word Trump and lusty, I assume Stormy Daniels is somehow factoring in.
I just start getting nauseous. I feel nauseous.
I'll keep reading. Trump drew lusty standing applauses every time he walked in and before and after every time he spoke and made money from every guest there. That's the sweetest part, right? They're all paying to be there, you know, to salute the man.
I wonder how it felt to like all shuffle into that room to be forced to watch that stupid movie. Like, I wonder if it felt like you have the reunion and then everybody gets together and then we have to watch the, oh, that was us when we were 16. Oh, how dumb we looked. But no one's really, everyone's there because they're supposed to be there, but not necessarily because, oh, I can't wait for this premiere.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Donald Trump was quite excited. Trump's false claims about the election have unsettled American democracy and driven much of his party not to trust the results in 2020. They at least in part fueled the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, and they have been largely debunked, with even many Republicans urging him, you know, the former, to move forward and focus on President Biden. At the Gilded Mar-a-Lago, where an Air Force One model sat on a table and hundreds of photos and tributes to Trump hang on the wall, there was no talk of the January 6th commission probing the pro-Trump mob that ransacked the Capitol after his false claims of fraud. No one challenged any of Trump's claims about the election. The outside world, where he has often struggled to break 40% in popularity. And as an aside, when they talk trash about Joe Biden's low approval ratings, That would have been the summit for Trump. Trump was never as popular as Joe Biden now at his very worst, at least in the polling. Anyways, and his Trump's grip on the Republican Party has faded. Some seem planets away from the mangrove bushes, palm trees, and ostentatiously gold rooms of Mar-a-Lago. Some of the people here say we shouldn't be talking about 2020, said Bossy, the convener of the evening. I think it's vital that we do. If we don't prove what happened in 2020, how can we stop it from happening again? A who's who of prominent advisors and election deniers and prominent challengers in his campaign to overturn the 2020 election gathered for the affair, along with random donors at the club for another event who spilled in, some hangers-on, and Washington operatives looking for business and candidates seeking his endorsement or help. Carrie Lake, a prominent Republican candidate for Arizona governor and supporter of Trump's claims, approached reporters and called the mainstream media the enemy of the people and urged them to quit and expose their owners. Don't you do that, Fancy Brian. Oh, and here we get to the main course.
You do a good job of exposing yourself, Crudy.
Oh, thank you, sir. There was lawyer Clayton Mitchell, who closely worked with Trump's White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows, to push fraud claims after the 2020 election, and appeared with Trump on the call in which he demanded Georgia's election officials find votes to overturn the results. That is now under criminal investigation in Georgia. And here he is, Michael Gableman, the retired Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, corrupted, who oversaw a criticized voter audit in that state, appeared in person and on film. Michael, you've been unbelievable, Trump said, thanking Gableman and bringing applause. Guests swelled to greet Gableman. His inquiry has made little pretense of neutrality and was led by figures who have shown allegiance to Trump or embraced false claims of fraud. And its findings were criticized. But one of the embraceive, my opponent on talk radio, Vicki McKenna, going to talk about her when we come back. Apparently, she's got a big furry problem. I'll explain. More devils.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't come to the door right now. I'm afraid that in my weakened condition, I could take a nasty spill down the stairs and subject myself to further school absences.
Take a hot bath and then wrap a hot towel around your head. And then make yourself some soup.
You can reach my parents at two places of business. Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate your concern for my well-being.